have a message for you. We're going to talk about how God is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. And here, so you have a little bit of background, what is happening here in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. The people of God are in Babylonian exile. And they have been in exile for decades, with their homes and their temple destroyed. And they don't see a way out of captivity. And they're asking themselves, God, is there a way out of this impossible and difficult time? Is there a way back home? And maybe some of us have come here this morning with problems and situations in our lives where we are asking God the same question. God, is there a way out of what I'm going through this morning? And as his people were feeling completely hopeless, and their faith was reaching a breaking point, God stepped and spoke to his people through the mouth of the prophet Isaiah. And this is what he said to them at the time. In Isaiah 43, beginning in verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. And thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who bring forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lay down together. They shall not rise. They are extinguished and they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, praise the Lord. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I will make a way where there seems to be no way. You might think that there is no way out of your situation this morning. But God told his people then, and he's telling us today, us the same thing. I am the one who is with you. I am almighty and all powerful. And I am going to make a way for you, even though on the natural there seems to be no way out. You might be facing a dead end this morning. It might be financial. It might be emotional. It might be relational. But if you will trust the Lord and persevere in faith, even when you don't see a way out of your problem, he will make a way. Can we give God a praise this morning? Now, this morning, I want us to explore this promise that God is giving us today through the prophet Isaiah. And the first thing that we see here is this. God makes a way where it seems there is no way out. Consider God's track record this morning, church. Consider the testimony of God throughout times and throughout the history of the world. In verse 16, he says, thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters. God was reminding his people of what he did in the past, in a time where there seems to be no way out. It was the time of their exodus from Egypt, when the Israelites faced death for sure. And God ordained path became very difficult. And it ended with the Red Sea in front of them, and the army of the Egyptian soldiers behind them. But God did something impossible that day. And this morning, we need to consider the walk in life. Because your journey in life would also lead to some difficult situations where there is no hope unless God intervenes. And it's all part of the walk on life. With no way of going back and no way of moving forward, God did the impossible for his people. He made a way where, naturally speaking, there was no way. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 14 in verse 13. And it says there that Moses answered the people and said, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again." Hallelujah. Whatever you are fighting today will never ever fight you again by the power of God. The Lord, he says, will fight for you. You need only to be still. In verse 21 and 22, it says that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And all that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. This is what God wanted to remind his people then. And this is what God wants to remind you and I today. And that is that he is still the God who makes a way through your sea. He is the God who makes a way out of your problem, even if there seems to be no way out for you this morning. Can you believe that, church? Yes. Now, I remember a time in my life when I faced a dead end. At that time, God wanted me to move from Dade County into Broward County to fulfill his call in my life. And I was looking for the condominium and apartments and locations in Broward County, especially in Pembroke Pines, for several months. And no matter where I went, I didn't have a conviction. I didn't have the confirmation from the Holy Spirit that that was the place that he wanted me to be. And I remember one day, I was driving by university, and I came across this piece of land. And there was nothing in it except a sign that says, "Condos for sale." And I walked into the area. They didn't even have a model built. All there was a piece of bare land with some trucks and bulldogs and nothing else. But the moment I stood on that piece of ground, I heard the sweet voice of the Holy Spirit saying to me, "This is the place where I have want you to be." I said, "Lord, are you sure? I don't even see anything in here. What is it that I'm buying?" He said, "Just trust me. This is the place that I have for you." And I remember there was an office, which was a trailer at the time. And I knocked on the door, and there was a lady who was selling the condos. And I said, "Are you selling condos here?" And he says, "We sure are, but they're not built yet. I can show you a picture of some of them." And I said, "Fine, show them to me." And as soon as she opened the book with the pictures, more confirmation, "This is the place where I want you to be." And I said to her, "I want to buy one." He said, "You sure?" He said, "I sure. I want to buy one." He says, "Good, let me give you the information, and I'm going to call the finance guy from the bank to meet you here, and then you can fill in the application and do everything and do it." So he comes about half an hour later with a package from the bank. And here I am ready to fill everything out. And he asked me, "I understand you want to buy a condo." And I said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Do you understand that it's going to take a year before you can move?" "Yes, I do. But this is where God wants me to be." And they're looking at me like, this lady is crazy. Or she drank something this morning. But I filled out the paperwork, selected the condo that I wanted. And a few days later, the man from the bank calls me and he says, "Lady, you're approved. You have excellent credit. But it's going to take about a year for you to close on this condo. So what we're going to have to do is I'm going to give you everything now pre-approved. You can put a deposit to hold the apartment. But closer to the closing, about a month or so before the closing, I'm going to have to rerun all your credit check again, and I'm going to have you to give me the last pay stubs of your employment. And then you're going to be able to proceed to closing. Fine. Well, at the time, I was doing great in my job, and I was earning very good money at the time. But a few months after that date, things began to change, and began to change fast. And the company that I was working for at the time began to lose money. To the point that the owner of the company came to me one day and said, Anna, I hate to tell you this, but I am not going to be able to pay you your salary any longer because we're losing money. And I was making very generous money at the time, over $50,000 a year. I said, but if you're willing to stay, I can give you every week what I can give you based on the income that we get. And I said, well, I have no other place to go, so I'm going to stay. And for several months, I was living like the prophet. God sent a raven to feed him. And he would give me money on a weekly basis based on whatever little income he was making on the company that week. Some week he would give me $300. Other weeks he would give me $400. Other week he would give me $500. But in a miraculous way, I was able to pay all of my bills and I was able to eat good in the name of Jesus. So the time of the closing was approaching. No longer did I have a steady salary. And had the bank asked me for the most recent pay stubs, most likely they would have denied the application. And I would have lost close to $20,000 that I have put on deposit on the condo. And I begin to pray. And I begin to ask God, God, you're going to have to make a way for me in this situation. I know that I hear your voice. I know that this is the place that you have for me. I know that you want me to move into that condo. But God, I'm going to need you to move in a supernatural way now. Because if they ask me for pay stubs, I am not going to be able to provide the same salary that I put on the application. So the day of the closing came, and I came to close on the condo. And I remember we went into a room at the bank in Miami Lakes, and the man walks in, and he says, Anna, we're going to have to do this very fast this morning because something has happened in the bank that I don't have much time, but I know you need to close on this. So here are the papers. Here is the application. Please sign everything for me. Give me the rest of the money and you are good to go. And he did not ask me for no pay stubs that day. What was that? That is no coincidence, God. That is my God that opened a way for me where there was no way, for the glory of God. You might be in a difficult situation this morning where there seems to be no way out. But be reminded, church, that he's still the God who makes a way through the sea and who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Second, God makes a way to lead us to the waters. God makes a way to lead us to the waters. All of us will face the waters at some point. Even though the path that the Israelites took led them to the waters. And this was the path that God chose for them. If you turn to the book of Exodus chapter 14, you're going to see there the instructions that God gave to his people through Moses. And he said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back. In other words, God wanted them to position themselves in front of the vast sea and declare the word of God through the vast sea. Turn back, he says, and encamp near Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal-Zephon, because Pharaoh will think that the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. Church, you know what this tells us? That you can be walking in the will of God. You can be walking down the path that God has chosen for your life, and that path can lead you into mighty waters. Church, God won't have funnies in his church. He wants the real thing. And sometimes he allows us to go through very difficult situations in life so that we can know his power to deliver, to save, and to set free, so that then we can truly testify to others about him. Folks, God does not want you to know him through head knowledge only. God does not want you to hear about the God of the Bible. God wants you to experience the God of the Bible. God does not want us to know him only through head knowledge. He wants us to know him through experience. If you are going to comfort others, you must be comforted first yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4 says it this way. He comforts us in all of our troubles, so that then we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. God is going to put people in your path one day that are going through the same waters that you're going through this morning, so that then you can comfort them with the testimony of what God is about to do in your life. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says this. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Now, I want you to notice this something. It says, when you pass through the water, it doesn't say if you pass through the waters. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when, people of God. It will happen. We all are going to go through the waters. Now, your water is different from the waters of others. Your water might be illness. Your water might be financial struggles. Your water might be problems at work. Your water might be problems in your marriage and relational problems. For some of us, the depth of our waters might be deeper than the depth of the waters of others. But the principle is this. We are all going to go through the waters. But God also gives us all the same promise. And it's this. I will be with you. And that makes a huge difference, church. God is able to make a way when no way exists in the natural. Can you believe that this morning? You might think that your marriage has no hope. God makes a way. You might think that your dream will never come through. God makes a way. You might think that you're never going to be able to get caught up in your wheels. God makes a way. You might think that your child is never going to serve God. But God makes a way. God makes a way, people of God. He makes a way through. We have to go through. He doesn't make a way around it, and he doesn't make a way over it, because that will mean that we can escape the problem. But he makes a way through. God makes a way through it, in the midst of it, as you're facing it. God makes a way. Hallelujah. Now, the good news about this is this. That with the power of God on our side, we are going through the waters. We are going to make progress. We don't stay stuck in the water forever, but God get us through. You might think that you're never going to get out of the problem. Because for some reason, when you're going through a problem, minutes seem hours. And hours seems like days. And it seems that we're stuck in that water and that we're never going to get through. But listen to the promise of God this morning. You are not going to stay there forever. I am getting you through in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is for a moment. Your problem is for a moment. Your sickness is for a moment. Your financial struggle is for a moment. Anything that you're facing this morning is for a moment. is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Right now, it might seem that you're never going to get out of the problem. But God makes a way through your problem. He won't leave you in the waters forever. And the coming glory is much greater than whatever you are facing right now. Israel had to go through the waters, but they kept moving forward. And when the waters rise in your life, you too will get through it. You know why? Because you have a God that loves you. And a God that is going to get you through the waters no matter what, in the name of Jesus. Lastly, we see here that God makes a way where there seems to be no way now and in the present. Look what he told his people. He says, do not remember the past. In verse 18, he says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Right after saying that he will make a way, he's telling them to forget the former things and not to dwell in the past. Why? When he just reminded them of a past event. And the answer is this. Normally, God wants us to remember the past to inspire faith in us. To remind us of what he can do in the midst of difficult situations. But now he's going to tell us, don't remember no more. Don't dwell in the past no more. Why? And it's simply because this. We tend to think of God as the God who did something powerful yesterday. Jesus healed the woman with the issue of blood then. Jesus moved in a mighty revival at the beginning of the century in the Azusa Street then. And then we also think about the God who will do. I know that God has promised me to get me out of this problem and make a way where there seems to be no way. And he will do that eventually, Pastor Anna. But before he does that, I got to do this and this and this and that. And I got to pray a million prayers. We think about the God of the den. And we think about the God of the will. But do we think about the God of the now? The God that is opening a way where there seems to be no way now, right now, in the present. That is, we talk about God. And we say, God did this and this and that yesterday. And we praise him for that. We talk about what God is going to do in the future when Jesus comes back. And we strengthen our faith from that. But what about now? What about the God of my present? What about the great I am? What about the God that is opening a way where there seems to be no way right now, because I need him to do that right now unless I drown? Church, God is the God of your today. Let me repeat that again. God is the God of your today. And God is moving in your circumstances right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. So many times we want to put God in a box. But we serve a God that does not fit in any box. You can find the biggest box in the world, that the biggest box in the world is not going to be able to contain the glory, the mighty, and the beauty of the God that we serve. Don't put me in a box, he's saying. Don't think that the way I did it yesterday is the same way that I'm going to do it today. Don't think that the same way that I moved yesterday is the same way that I'm going to do it today. Just believe that I'm going to do it and that I am going to do it now in whatever way I choose to do it. Jesus is the God of my today. Is he the God of your today? Or is he the God of your past only? Or is he the God of your future only? He is the great I am. And he's moving in your life now, right here, today. God is alive and caring for his people now. Now, it is inspiring to me to hear the stories of how God delivered his people from Egypt. But you are going to experience, church, something powerful too today. God is writing new stories today in our situations that he will share with the next generation to inspire faith to them. Now, I have a habit of keeping journals in my house. And in my house, I keep journals with prayers and prayer requests and scripture and things of what the Lord speaks to me. And I have throughout the years accumulated several of them. I already lost the count. And you know why I don't throw them away? For this reason. 100, 200 years from now, I know that the next generation is going to find one of those journals one day. And that my story and what God is doing in my life now, how God is answering my prayers now, how God is moving in a miraculous way in my life now, is going to be something that he uses for generations to come to show them that he is the God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. In the same way that he delivered his people from Pharaoh's army, and he divided the waters of the Red Sea so that they can pass on dry land. Today, now, and in your present circumstances, God is making a way for you to get through this. Can you believe this in the name of Jesus? While you are worshiping God at the altar, God is moving in your marriage to change the heart of your spouse. While you're worshiping here in your altar, God is moving in your company to defeat the enemy that wants to take that promotion from you. While you are worshiping God in this altar, God is moving and doing something in your life. Can you believe that in your... Now, something that amazes me about Exodus 14. Let's turn there again. Exodus 14, verse 21. It says that Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. And made the sea into dry land. And the waters were divided. Don't miss what is happening there. It says that God sent a strong east wind all that night. You know what this means? While the Israelites were sleeping and snoring, God was not sleeping. God was not snoring and God was not inactive. God was making a way for them while they were sleeping, while they were resting, and while they were doing absolutely nothing. Church, while you rest on the Lord, while you cast your burdens on him, when you worship Jesus with all your heart, God is making a way. What it seems to you that God is not doing nothing, that God is not answering your prayer, that God is not opening a way for you, while it seems so, God is very active, moving situations and people and circumstances in your life to give you the answer and the breakthrough that you need. Can you believe that this morning? Well, it seems that God is not doing anything. God makes a way. While they were sleeping and snoring, God was not sleeping. God was not snoring. God was not inactive. When they woke up in the morning, all fully rested, and they looked out the window of their tent, the sea was no longer there. But now they had a dry path that was going to deliver them out of the Egyptian army onto the promised land, onto the healing, onto the blessing that God has for them. While you're sleeping, while you rest in the arms of Jesus, What you let go and let God be God, you're going to wake up one morning and you're no longer going to see that vast sea before you, but you're going to see the path. You're going to see a way out of your problem, and God is going to take us out in the name of Jesus. Let's give God the glory this morning. Hallelujah. At night while you sleep, he makes your water into dry land. So therefore, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Let go of your problem. Let go of people. Let go of your doubt and let go of your fear this morning. And simply go to sleep in the loving arms of Jesus. Because when you wake up in the morning, that path is going to be for you there in the name of Jesus. In closing, you might be in a situation this morning where you see a vast sea before you and the enemy right behind you. You may be going through trials this morning that are so intense that it seems that there is no way out. It may seem that there is no way out for God to do what he says he's going to do. If that is so, then please remember that the God of your today is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Where there seems to be no way. There is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for Jesus Christ. He can part any water, he can divide any ocean, and he can defeat any enemy by the power that there is in his name. Can we give God the glory this morning?